Daf ayin dalet amid aleph. Afagav the ika achrisa bahadu de dam yolo. There's another malacha which is similar to it. Chashvina l'tervayu ka'avos. We still count both of them as avos. Afagav the chadenu, even though they're really only one. V'lechsham nami koitish chitin machteshes lahaser klipasan. You have chitin in a. You're going to be grinding up chitin in a grinding stone in order to take off its peel. The havi b'mikdash, it was in the mikdash. B'sma manim by the dyes. There must be the reason that it isn't counted is because it's comparable to threshing. Because that's also taking it out of its garment thing which is covering it. Therefore, Avogav the Habib Mikdash was by the Mikdash of Avmalachi, and it is not Malacha. Kevin the Tanul Adash, since we mentioned threshing, we don't mention this. Why keeps mentioning Mikdash instead of Mishkan? I do not know. Vizeru Bur, Marakid, and winnowing, separating, and sifting, Sidur the Pasin, and they're all part of the process of making bread. They came in the Habib Mikdash, and since it was in the Mikdash, Bahacha, Askel, Sidur the Pas, and here we are starting to mention the whole process of making bread. Taninu, we mentioned the Karamina, it's going to say later, Kame Oifa, with regard to mentioning bread, baking, instead of cooking. The Havali Mislim Mavasha should say cooking, but the not baking. The Lo Havi Mikdash wasn't in the process of making the Mikdash. Alamashim Sidurah the Pasnaka, the Va'asa. So it says we mentioned the whole process of making bread, we mentioned baking. Oh, Va'ayvul Pasch, the Vashim Bismanim, since baking by bread is the equivalent of cooking by the dyes. Aval Katisha, but by grinding of Katisha, Aval Shirim, who Dila Sase Vikachi, Lasso Solos Nikia. It's only rich people that are going to boil up the wheat and then grind in a special way in order to make really clean, fine flour. But poor people, they all make such an effort. It wasn't mentioned in the Mishnah. But it is indeed not malacha. And it's included within threshing. Rabbi, the Yol of the Kaimon, the Perikazurg, who's going to learn it later in the Perikazurg, Dvarim, Had Dvarim, Ela Dvarim, the Drush says Dvarim, and then says extra Hey of Had Dvarim, and Ela Dvarim, and we learn after that to get the 39 malachos, the minyan for the counting of 39 malachos. Lepechad the mahanich oizera ober omerakit, either winnowing or separating or sifting. The abuchad they're all one. Lepech minayhu chad to take out one of them. But listening hachin mention katisha. Dochi odif this is better. Lemisli tarti mahav tarti mahotel is two. Say over two of one process and two of another process. Lemisni lemichbal tlosis in the mechad. But to go over and say over and to repeat three times one of the same type of malacha, but ikachada, and there's another malacha, the whole couple of them, they didn't double at all. Hoyle from the mini, oichle garcinan, below garcin, shnei, you're not garis two. Places is indeed garis two. Below yuber, lakami parachle, we're going to ask my comer what we're saying. Bereisha tani borer, in the beginning we say you do borer, you separate, but hoder tani, below yuber, then we say you're not allowed to separate. Lamacher, let's start chamacher for the need of tomorrow. Okay, but the levels of vashel bo bayayim. Lachanami amalacha. This is also not malacha. Even the martyrs he said lamacher chayv chatas. That tomorrow you chayv chatas. Pachus mekasher, pachus mekugar. It's less than a dried fig's worth. Okay, but the levels pachus mekasher need the chayv chatas lecho. Even though there's no obligation the chayv of bringing chatas, isurimiyika. There is still a prohibition. It's still aser. The kaim alone because we paske the chetzi shear as aser minatayir. Because half of a shear. Part, meaning part of his shear, is still Osir Midir Aisa. But Perek Perach Basu Yuma, we still learn this out in the last Perek of Yuma. Ve'echi Ketani, Baril Chechil, how can we say over here, you're allowed to just go and separate? But Kanun is a Kli Eisha Eisen Gein Tziner Rochav, Melachar V'Katsiv L'Fonav, it's a wooden Kli which is made like a pipe, which is wide in the back and narrow in the front, meaning like a funnel. Bali Matbea Eisen Moisam, and people who deal with coins make it, but kidneys, and someone's using it to separate beans from the psoilus of it, nice and kidneys, but mokam ra rachav, they put the beans in the Y area, menaneo, and you shake it by kidneys from the issues of goggles, since they're round, misgoggle, the yerid, derech pivakotze, they're going to go and roll down through the narrow part, narrow opening, but psoilus and shabakli, and the psoilus, the junk part, is going to stay in the kli. Potter, avol aser mutach echila lohavi, it's not mutach echila, dami lebrera, because it's compared to, it's comparable to separating v'chayiv chattas lohavi, but it's not Chayiv Chatas, why the Kalachar Yadhu? Because it's done in an abnormal way. The Iker Brera is Benapa the Kavara, because the main way of doing Brera is with a sifter and a sieve. Aval Biyab of the hand, little dummy, little Brera Klav, that's not comparable to Brera separating at all, and therefore it would be Mutter Midi. Kadum Ktamachoy Katani, who would deny me the Perch Midi Napa the Kavara's Katani? You could have also asked that we did say with a sifter or a sieve. We ask from one of the two possible questions. It's not the way of doing separating a barer. immediately shains the derech bayir, and it's not the way of people who are normally separating. Loitzer let sneez to store. Nachmeni that is abaye. It's referring that's the name for abaye. But tanya leel chayiv you say your chayiv iba bayir miniach lealter is mutl chadchilo. If to separate and leave it to be used to, immediately is completely mutter. Have chadchilo I've been potter. I will also leko. Then it's not. It's going to be mutl chadchilo. It's not going to be potter. I will also, which is a rabbinic iser. She. It was his turn to stand and serve the students. He didn't want to separate the food from the leaves. And put in front of each one of them. He just scattered them in front of them. They would take and eat. And by scattering it in front of them, then the food would just automatically separate from the psoilus. After he cooks it up, he will separate the food from the peels. Ayin dalid omid beis. The shokalei shiva zimnin matkan to make it sweeter. Ve'ilo shokalei la'oichel mitoich apseles. This is ilo shokalei, the food, la'oichel mitoich apseles, the food from the pseles part of the junk, mitoch shehu rach v'nimuach, since it's soft, it's going to dissolve, since it was cooked a lot. Masarech, misrach, v'hilkach, therefore, oichel nami food too, even though it's food, calls man, shema'urav boy, even the food, so long as it's mixed together with it, havik psoilus is like psoilus. Umil oichel, who it's still food, machmirin, aleho, lemahavi hahu de shakal kipsos of techechel. And we're machmirin that for that which you're taking from it, it's like you're taking the junk from the food. But linear, Rashi is saying his own pshat. I borrowed termesin b'toch psoilus shulahen. If you're being buried, the termesin type being from the psoilus, the junk of it, but shushol kapam achas when you've cooked it up one time, you're going to pour out the water that it was used. We'll borrow out matulash shulahen and choose and take out the ones that are wormy. Kamosha oisin lepulin, like you do for peas. Each time, this was taking the food and leaving the junk. Vilo shulki lay. If you're not going to cook it, misrach gersinan. That's the proper gersa. It's going to get rotten. Hilkach v'shulkan pamayim v'shaloish. Since once you've cooked them two or three times, chashal epsalus is considered the junk. Hal v'ish shavakol. Since if you were to leave it halchi this way, the lo hadar shalaki lahu, you're not going to go and recook them. Masrich the sarchi, they're going to get spoiled. Kshul neitlam mitoich shar mine guruin amorvimhen. When you take them out from the rest of the ones which are there, which are not as good, kipsel chum tochaychol dami. It's like you're taking out the junk from the food. The hanel shar minim, because the rest is left over there. Lo masarchi, they're not going to get ruined. The gomer lahu b'shulayu pamri shayne v'shnei. They already finished their cooking the first and second time. Remain a levi garz v'shakili le. If you take the misrach, they're going to get spoiled. Because you're not low. When you take them in nimuach bein etzboisav, they're going to dissolve in your hands. When nimas get disgusting, hilgach. Therefore, lahu the shakal that which you take is havi kapselus is like the junk. By nisher havi oichel, and that which is left there is the food. Ad shechayzim v'neitel until you go and take it. The farm silkas b'mem garzin you garz with a mem and v'lo b'samach. Now with the samach kedeparish. Kedepirish be'or be'roitiv, as we explained over there, Maseches Chulin, my kippa is firmo. So it's supposed to be with a mem. It's minster, but laz is to cut. In laz, mechatcho hodak is to cut it small. The sol is silti is eitzim dakin lahaver a small piece of wood in order to be able to light the fire with them. Be kappa da mishchasel, the chosch memita, to cut them in the proper, in a certain size. Mechatecha or the leather, the hide, mechatzel b'mita, you're going to cut them in a specific size. Benokat oifah de lo shaykh the malachas and mishkan kala wasn't shaykh at all in making of the mishkan process. So during the pasha hiskobo, since you started with the nokat, but oifah, Mamakam Bishul mentioned baking in place of cooking, this samanimhu, because the cooking would have been by this dice, the hu bishul of the past, that is the equivalent of cooking bread, which then you call it baking. The shah the sikhsa sheikh yasid lach latanar kham liavsho she is kashi, you can put a wet peg into the hot oven in order to dry it down and get it hard. L'shruy l'chazik to make it hard, stronger. Ben kambishel is no cooking. The marpi rofi adei choyim ha'or is going to softer through the heat of the fire. But mayim shebasoichu yoitzin and the water is inside of it comes out. L'achar sheyotzu mayim after the water comes out. Kobet it contracts again. The miskashik gets hard. V'chi rofi bereshim when you first get it softer. Havi bishula that's the cooking it. D'arsich kufrish hitach zefet. You heat it up.
the tar, the pitch, the hader akushi choizer miskashi goes back and gets hard again. Chavita shocheres of earthenware sheva chatois, and Rashi goes and explains them. Toichen harigovim v'soichen hadik havitoichen. You're going to go and grind up the clumps of dirt and to really fine pieces. That's toichen v'borat sroyus. Hagasas b'tochen, and you're going to separate the large rocks from them, pebbles from them. Harishtayim, that's two. Markidin v'napin, you're going to sift them in a sifter. Umagabal atit dehainu losh, and you're going to go and mix the, and knead the, together the tit, which is kneading. Mamareach atit k'sheoisa goylem sheicholak harimemachik, and you need to smooth out the tit when you're trying to make the actual form to make sure it's straight and smooth. That's memachik v'umaver asor b'kivshon. And you're going to light the fire in the oven, and you're going to harden it and solidify it inside the oven. It's cooking it. They're being chayav and digging. That doesn't exist. Why? You don't need to make the hole, you just need the dirt. After you solidify it in the oven, you're going to go and smear around it a base and protection thick of dirt. And therefore, since it's thick, the heat will stay inside of it. It's going to be to keep the heat inside of it. That's finishing the work. And we say later, anything which is the finishing of the work, that's called makapatish, the finishing touches. By the barrel, there's no finishing touches. It just finishes its work as it is automatically in the oven. Halsa kavershal kanim, it's a basket of reeds. Chayv yadal zaymer kanim. Now Rashi explains what they are. You zaymer the kanim. You trim the reeds. Vutzarchlam, you need them. You chayv mishum kaitzer. You chayv one because of kaitzer mishum noteya, and also because of planting. Awesome yachin get them together. How is them armor that's gathering them? Bir yafos, you choose the better ones. How is the bari that's separating? Echlikon, you smooth them out. How is them amachik, that is the belachim lachik. Awesome dakos, you make them. You make them thin. Me'achas shtayim l'shalos. You're going to split one, from one to two or three. Harzei toichen. That's the equivalent of grinding. Chaskum imidi. You cut them in a specific size. Harzei mechatech. That is cutting. Hisach shasi. You're going to arrange the warp for weaving them. Harzei mesach. That's the loch of mesach. Arig achas l'mayel of achas l'mata. You step one above and one on the bottom of the loom. That's the kedel hamidu. That's to set them up. Hari oys the shnei bati nirin. That's the melacha of making two bati nirin. Oreg, when you actually weave them. Hari ze oreg. That's weaving. Chatach lachar rigosim. When you cut after the weaving to the ashvasim to get an exact size, equal size. Hari ze makba patish. That's the finishing touches. Kaimin lekaimon. As we say later. Hai man de shakal akufi meglima. The person takes off the extra threads from his cloak. Chay mish makba patish. That is finished. Chay because of the makba patish. Har Yudal, if we now have 11 melachos, v'chayte lepume, lasel osop, to make a lip, hoisav kan teifer v'kosher, you're going to be adding to it the melachos of sewing and tying, shesarch likshar la'achar atfir, because you're going to need to tie it after you sew them. Mushum b'ayna lekel l'chiyuvin, there's not going to be any obligation in any of these cases of building, lo b'chavis, not by the barrel, lo b'tana, not by the oven, lo b'kavers, not by the basket, ain b'ni b'kelem, there's no b'ni b'kelem. Tosfos argues over here, and he says that when you make something from the beginning to the end, that is also b'ni in kelem. Masha lekel l'meimer, b'konim, you can't say hafshata, skinning by reeds, d'ain hafshata el b'ar, there's only skinning by hide. B'yesh b'farshim shekudech n'kovim b'eitz, and those who give them first that you're going to make holes in the wood, shetaychem by rosh ha'ekonim, you're going to stick the edges of the reeds in there, shel shasi of the warp, m'chayvelim shem teichem, it's going to come out to become grinding, v'lon hirali, Rashi says it doesn't seem to him that it should be a correct pshat, t'itchina melacha she'en esuich l'gufohi, that's a melacha which is not needed for the actual outcome of the melacha done, b'tayveli l'fire she'oisos and dakles, and you make them small, ha'ekom ad sol asilte, and be like, if you want to say it, that grinding, and it's like you're making the small piece of wood for lighting fire. Shot of Izim, Tavol B'Izim, Kral Kadarish, you're making a drasha on the pasuk. Tavol is the Izim, that they were spinning the sheep. She recouped shall Izim Mashim, which implies that while the wool was still attached to the sheep, they were actually spinning the wool. Chachmi Yisera, Chadif Siv, Chol Ishach, Chachmi Slav, his pasuk says they were very smart, wise women to be able to do this. Tavol Hegi, but the regular person, ain't Darka B'Kach, it's not the normal way. Vav Kachiyan, it's like doing it in an abnormal way. Hatoilash is a knaf, noitz a gadola,
min knafa oif, it's the big feather from the wing of the bird. After you separate it, you're going to cut off its head. So it should be small, and be able to be put into the cushion or the pillow. From mortal, it's adzumble, shu kosher next to the tail where it's hard. Mori tsaro mikan lankan, you're going to pick off the hair on each side, the mashal chakana, and throw out the actual stick over there from it. The nice and nice sayer of karabakesis, you're going to put the hair into the pillow or cushion. Mishum mechatech, the kopi lachtok ad mokom shu roi, because you're mapping the cut to the place where you want it, that you can still use it. The gamin akana, oirig, koivim, and also from the actual stick part of the skin, you're going to weave hats. Oisu koivim mekanfe oif, below sayer, you're going to make hats with it from the wings of a bird. Without any hair, that we said by or that you're going to smooth it out. You say this olam noyitzim. You say this mekarka. You stick the pegs into the ground. You say this the mishkan. The pegs that were being used by the mishkan. Bukeshin and yirias behind the meisrehem, and you're going to tie the curtains in them through with the hooks. Koishar manas lahatir. Who b'chi haygav the patrin lekaimon. Later we're going to say this is potter. The dan kol kasher shenu shel kayam any not. Which is not meant to last, and chayim lovi, you're not going to be chayim for it. But the other vishnei chutin zayel, so they have two strings, one next to another. Shari chadla acher irigosin, after you've woven them, matar echad, you untie one of them, if they should bolt in the near, because they're sticking out and it's obvious. Bekotter chad climbers means the same in the near, you leave it as it is. Hashta ein oisin, shematiro, when you untie it, near hanekev, but yuria, the hole is going to be recognizable in the curtain. Shechutel hoyuk full in shisha. Because the strings were very thick, because they were made of six separate strings. Well, you gas, and they were very, very wide. Mutchila, you use reason, they were very careful. And when they first doing it, who trade kitri, when they two knots would come together, koishin ha'echad, they would tie one, the noitchen ha'chut, and they would cut the string, hasheni, the milamato, lamailo, on the bottom and the top, musafkin b'chut oruch. And they would be enough with one long string. And they would tie it on top and the bottom. And they wouldn't have two knots, one next to each other. To dye with its blood. Who can dog cut this like a small fish? Comes out once from the water once every 70 years. Well, it's really fish, or that just means an amphibian creature. It's all in the whole tchelos discussion that is out there today. Question: the materials called rishtos, assuming sharm. All nets are made from many knots. Vein kishrei kayam, and they're meant to last. So palm mishatzarach lita chutin mireshazu lehoisav alzu. Sometimes you need to take strings from one net to put onto another one. So then matar mikan, you untie it from one of them. Question: mikan, you tie it on the next net that you're adding it to. Well, kaima hachi, it doesn't last this way. Became the lokaima. Since it's not going to last, la malachi, it's not considered a malacha. Shekasher, shnei rashi hachut, you're going to tie the two heads of the string.